You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Imagine is if you're in the academy system, but you're not signing. I would imagine there's something. There's a difference between being an academy member and someone with a full contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're somebody that has a full contract, I think probably like when Luka was in the that last year, was he at Real Madrid too?
Yes.
And Luka played in like the FIBA, so like maybe they wouldn't have sent him that year because he was playing. Like, I think he won the Euro League.
Yeah, he was the MVP.
Yeah, I think he won the Euro. So obviously at that point, but what if they send 17-year-old Luka?
And that can happen now.
Right.
Like that Luka is 17, 18 would probably come to, and I keep saying the wrong schools, could come to University of Memphis.
I know what you meant. You were just picking an example.
Well, I'm picking schools out here, you know, pay plenty of money. Because now they have a reason to come. But the Luka that you saw, he was already getting paid. I'm sure. And then in America, I can learn it real quick, but we don't fully know, like, when somebody play for their country, we automatically just think, oh, but like you just said, it's different leagues over there. Even a guy that got drafted, they were saying that in the first round, one of the guys that got drafted this year was either on the B team in his little bit, he's young, and on the A team, he barely played, or he left early.
Oh, yeah. Noah.
He left early, but somebody looked up the thing and said he wasn't getting any playing time, because people was like, oh, I think Goodman or somebody said, I don't like this already.
Yeah, people were trying to make it into, like, his team was in the Bundesliga final.
Yeah, it was Noah Essengay, because we talked about it here a little bit.
And I'd said, like, there's no way that
he was, like, eighth man off the bench.
Yeah. I was like, the team wanted him here.
Yes.
I think they wanted him for, like, PR reasons. Like, look, our guy just got drafted. So, okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. The Grizzlies have a new assistant. And that means we'll have more Penny in FedEx form, both for college and pro games. So we'll tell you about that. We'll get into more. I want to get into this Malik Beasley situation. Talk about all that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. Penny Collins. Yeah, Jeff Goodman had this, I want to say, right around 11 o'clock this morning. Tennessee State University head men's basketball coach Brian Penny Collins has stepped down effective immediately to accept a coaching position in the NBA. Collins is expected to join the Memphis Grizzlies, sources told the Field of 68. Assistant coach Eric Bugs will serve as the interim head coach during the transition. There's no one better to talk about this than Coach Hurd, because you know both of these men.
I do.
So when first people were like, okay, Penny Collins going to be with the Memphis Grizzlies, what's the connection? We later found Drew Hill had mentioned it. I want to say maybe DeMichael had mentioned it. Brian Collins was a teammate of Tuomas Isolo when they played in Finland together back in 07. So they've known that was the connection. Because at first, you kind of think that's random. And then you're like, oh, okay. And it just goes to show, guys and gals out there, keep in touch with everyone you play with. You never know when you need their phone number.
Relationships and networking is everything.
Especially if you're not trying to get the head gig.
Yeah,
you just want a spot on the bench.
You just want to
make
sure spot
you,
in the car.
Make sure you keep on good terms with everybody.
But you know what I love about sports radio and the local sports people here is like you guys and Drew Hill and all y'all, because it's like, not to make it crazy, but like if you don't watch First 48, right, a normal person would think, wow, he just killed him for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the detectives found out, no, his cousin robbed his cousin in eight years
ago. There's always
a
story. There's always a story.
And this is how it is, because honestly, as deep as I am in it, I kind of thought it was pretty random this morning, because I don't know if it was this morning or like right before I was headed here, but it was like, oh, Penny's going to Grid. And I know Penny, he come to Memphis a lot. I'm like, oh, he's a network. He's a good talker. You know, everybody. So I'm like, oh, maybe they gave him a chance. Then it made me more excited when I see Eric Buds, a Mitchell alumni, a guy that I know, you know, originally from White Station, just a great dude, is the interim head. So all of it feeling so good, I hadn't put the pieces together because I hadn't listened to see Drew Hill tweets this morning. But that's just crazy how I guess we call it the circle of life.
No, and I mean, it is funny. I feel like, and maybe it's appropriate because, like, guys our age now are at the getting the jobs, but it is still weird when you see, oh yeah, I went to high school with that guy and they're getting jobs. Like, I don't know. That's always like last week we had David Riley, who's the head coach now at Washington State. He coached Cedric at Eastern and at Washington State. And like, that's the first time I looked up a coach and I'm like, I'm older than him. And that's always like a weird experience, but I guess this is what Blink-182 George was singing about with Damn It. I guess this is growing up.
But I will say this, though, Jeffrey, and I'm not being naive here. We're not totally old yet. It's just some good people.
My body begs to differ. So, I tripped in church on a stair yesterday because I wore loafers for the first time in like a month. Like, you know, like when you got the loafers that are slick on the bottom, and like I just – our stairs have – carpet, and like I just like missed it, and I mean I went down. It was a tough scene.
You went down?
Oh yeah, thank God the service hadn't started yet and I go to a pretty fashionably late church. But yeah, no, my mom and wife were there. No one helped me up. No,
oh wow. Yeah, I've been missing steps lately too. I'd have caught myself before,
and I didn't even have a coffee in the hand. It was nothing. Like, I have no excuse. Like, just straight up can't control my feet.
So
right
hold
now.
On, you slid on the ground?
Yeah, so our stairs are like kind of that older carpet that can get a little, it's matted down and slick. And so I'm wearing loafers that I've not worn very often. So they're not like scuffed up, like it's for like traction. There's no tread on those tires. And I mean, I went to just go hit the next step with my left foot. And I mean, just straight up like spun out. It was a tough scene. Ankle turned, everything bad.
Wow.
It reminded me why we wear ankle braces.
Yeah, I hate that for you, Jeff. I really do. I'm still not going to say that's showing your age.
Mm.
You know, players mess up sometime. And also, you know, that might have been a little your clumsy side. But I'm not going to put
There was probably some fatigue that was involved. But that's the other thing. About the only good thing about being a little guys usually have pretty good balance. That's tough. But it did remind me, like, I know you've been talking about this, but this doesn't make any sense to me. The amount of low-top basketball shoes now.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, that's just a turned ankle waiting to happen.
They do it, and they get professionally. And at least you were in church. So, to me, if you stumbling, I know this is a sport for the Lord. I think that's – I almost fell when I got out of church trying to beat everybody – to Red Lobster to try the new bowl.
Yeah.
So I almost stumbled for the wrong reason on the
front. Well, I had been seeing it. Anytime you can smell it, like, it's tough. Yeah.
If there's a Cheddar Bay biscuit involved.
I hadn't been in a while, but I don't know if y'all been seeing it. The new owner added a bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I go to one of those churches. I know what Jeff Church, I went to Jeff Church on
Christmas Eve.
Christmas,
I think.
So I know what he's talking about, but I sit up top, so I don't know which steps he fell.
That's the sad part. I didn't have many steps.
Yeah, I said the Christmas parade was off the chain, so you had to go upstairs. But with my church, most churches start between 10:30 and 11. My church started 9:30. So I'm able to get out before all of them get out and go eat first. So I'm there when they first open at 11, because I know everybody, when it gets to 12 and 1, it gets crowded, right? And so I'm making my way like, oh, let me go try. Because you know Sunday everybody going to eat.
Absolutely.
So I'm not a big crowd guy. Or if I pull up to a restaurant, if it's not a special day and they say it's a wait time, I'm like going across the street or next door. Like I'm not really the wait on food.
Honestly, I'm probably getting fast food at that point. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, all right, what's the first thing that's open that I don't have to wait on?
Exactly. And even with fast food, I feel like if it's more than three cars, it's not fast food anymore. So then at that point, I might take another place across the street also.
Yeah, it's like, is there someone else in this parking lot I can go? Like, and if not, then I also throw out the option of, what if I take my wife and daughter home and then I go pick up something that I can take back? But yeah, it's like we go at 9:30 too. But now for the month of July, we're gonna start with one service. They're trying to give the staff off before everyone gets back in August. So they're gonna do one service from 10 to 11, and I'm really worried that that's gonna, because like you, there is nothing better than knowing I'm probably gonna be able to go wherever I want because I'm gonna be there before 11.
Because most churches get out in Memphis, I'm thinking like at 1, right? 12:30, because most start at 11. Most of them start
somewhere in like that 11 to 11:30 range. And then it obviously depends on like how long is your service but whatnot. Like, you know, Presbyterians, like we've reserved, you have 60 minutes of our time. If you start going longer, we can leave.
So y'all that's only long. Go, it sound like 1 hour.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the good Presbyterian way. Like, and if you start looking at your watch after 60 minutes, like, there's an unwritten rule that you're allowed to leave.
That's good to get all that in. But on that coaching stuff you said, it was even a coach in the NFL. What was the guy from the Rams? And it was like, I would see 33.
Oh, well, so McVay has somehow gotten to take credit for Kyle Shanahan. So McVay was with Kyle. Like, Kyle, I guess it's a little complicated. McVay's granddad, I think, coached Gruden at either Dayton or... So McVay's granddad coached at Miami of Ohio. And there's a lot of coaches that came from the MAC that came from there. And so Gruden either knew McVay's dad or granddad, and Sean winds up with Gruden as like a whatever the NFL version of the GA is. Like, you're like in between... Like, I used to call it like... player personnel, but it wasn't in the personnel department, but slappies is what they used to always call them in the NFL. And then Kyle's dad gets the Redskins job. And so Kyle brought all of his boys, whether it be McVay, LaFleur, they had, who's our boy, Kevin O'Connell, I think Slovic's in the fraternity. He was the Texans OC.
Yeah, Bobby Slowick.
Slowick. Like, the only young coach that I think's gotten a job that wasn't in the fraternity is Ben Johnson. Because Ben Johnson just wound up with, he was with the Dolphins maybe when Dan Campbell was the tight ends coach and then became the interim. And then when Dan gets the Lions job, he was able to, I think, get the quarterback job there. So, like, he's the only young guy that's outside of that fraternity. Every single other coach that's, like, under 40 years old came from the Kyle and McVay coaching tree.
Came from that tree.
Right.
But when I see that, I do be impressed because even in middle school, right, it's hard if you're 30 or 20, if you can't command respect and you can't be a man amongst leaders. So when I see that with a college coach or in a – like, even the Florida coach who just won the championship, I think he's our age or whatever. I think he's 35.
I think
so.
He played at – was he an Ivy League guy? His coach that was at USF, he played for him, but I swear I thought it was an Ivy League school or like one of the Northeastern schools, and then Golden winds up with him at USF. But yeah, I think Golden is, I think, my same college class.
Yeah, I think he's 35 like or whatever.
11 or I think he's like...
Todd Golden is 39, and he played... Or he was an assistant coach at Columbia.
Columbia, and that's he followed the coach from there.
Columbia, Auburn, San Fran, now Florida.
Yeah.
Doing an amazing job. But so happy for Eric Buzz, man. I'm telling you, there's a lot of listeners right now, Jeff, that's my age and your age, and they are rooting for Eric Buzz. He's in our era, he is one of the, you know, more better point guards in our era and could really go. You know, even going to Valpo like he did, right? In our era, it was like social media went out. So it kind of like if you wasn't super tall or didn't go to Memphis, no matter how cold you was, you had to find your way out. Like, think about some of the best point guards in our era, like Jordan Mincy. He still just only went to Toledo. Do you remember Riley Norris that won all the state? Not Riley Norris, Riley that won all the states at White Station. He went to TSU. Like, it was like that back then in Memphis, like, because you had half of the guys had grade problems. You had all kind of things. So it's like, if you didn't go to University of Memphis back then, it was rare you found a crazy spot unless you were super tall.
Is Jordan
Riley Irvin, I mean.
Is Jordan at Jacksonville?
Head coach. Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah. One of my best friends, Jordan.
I was like, I remember following up with Jordan. And then, isn't the coach of, like, the Chicago Sky from here?
Really? I seen a black guy walking the other day when they won yesterday.
Mark interviewed him. Giannotto interviewed him once. And I can't remember if it was. I want to say Giannotto interviewed him for the CA, but he recorded the interview here, and I did it with him, or whatever. I had, was it Marsh? There was some connection with, there was a WNBA coach that he interviewed, and he was from here, and I'm now blanking on the name, and that's not great radio. It's not Tyler Marsh. I looked, he's from, like, Miami.
Okay, I saw them play yesterday. They adding three new WNBA teams also.
Detroit.
Cleveland and Miami.
Toronto. Next year.
Toronto? It was three they added that they said they finna add that was on the list. That was it was Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Detroit, the three they announced today. But they said that made it 18. I know they got more than 15 teams right now, though. That is it. They ain't gonna have no odd number.
So they say they're adding Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia by 2030.
Oh, okay. That was the latest story.
Cleveland will begin play in 2028, Detroit in 2029, Philly in 2030.
Somebody was saying Nashville need a WNBA team, but they can leave the Grizzlies alone and stop thinking that they...
I still will believe they move the Grizzlies to Nashville. Like, I'm not saying the Grizzlies can never leave. I think politically it would be impossible to move them to Nashville. Mm-hmm. All right, so right now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So that would give them 14 next year. 14 teams.
So that must be the Toronto he's talking about. So it must be somebody else there because they said them three today would make one site said 18. I don't know if it was a regular site or AI, but it was –
Yeah, Toronto.
I kept seeing 18 as well, and then I'm counting. I saw 18. Yes, on a real news source, like
Toronto.
And you know what I was saying to myself, Jeff? I'm like, it ain't got fit. An odd number wouldn't make sense, would it?
Toronto is, starting next season, the Toronto Tempo. And then they're adding three more, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly.
So is it 14 now, Jeffrey?
I counted 13.
Let's just check the standings.
That's what I just counted. So we got Minnesota, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
there's
7,
13 right now.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 13.
14 next year and with Toronto. And then 20.
Maybe the 18 number was there. It says they're still reviewing.
So when they add one more to be 18.
Well, they want to. So, like, where was it? Miami was another one that was listed. Okay. Engelbert, who is the executive, said she was impressed with the number of cities that bid for expansion, a list that included St. Louis, Kansas City, Austin, Nashville, Houston, Miami, Denver, and Charlotte. So maybe they want to keep expanding beyond that?
So let me ask you this. I'm not looking at the standing because I don't look at the WNBA standing much. I do watch the games. I'm a supporter. I'm just saying I don't go online and look at the standings much. How do you do a 13? Do they not have two different divisions?
Nope, it's all one league.
One league.
Obviously, how do you do an odd number? Okay, that makes sense. But when you get to 18, you can do two at that point, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they'd split because – I mean, the other question is when they keep adding teams, are they, right now they're playing 42 games. Are they going to keep the 42 games? Are they going to expand the number of games? Because I wouldn't think that they want to expand the number of games until they can
– Oh, they do seed this by conference. There's a 6 and a 7.
I'm going to say, because what, if they playing 40, what, every team play the same team like four times or something?
All right, so they're putting 6 teams in the East, 7 in the West.
See, that would throw me off. I never
so
thought
that would
you could have.
That's why Cleveland is entering first, because Cleveland will for sure be in the
East.
Toronto is next year.
Okay, so Toronto will obviously go into the East.
Yep. All them in the East, though, that they just had today. If you go by NBA status, you go Philly, Detroit, and Cleveland. Them all East.
It wouldn't shock me if they end up moving.
So Minnesota, right now, the farthest eastern team in the West is Minnesota. Then everybody yes. else is like Phoenix, Seattle, Golden State, Vegas, L.A., Dallas, I guess as well.
But it's like they're doing the same thing the NBA doing. Minnesota team is in the West also in the NBA.
Correct. And we're in the West when technically we're east of the Mississippi.
But they were saying that they make the two expansion teams, if it's Vegas and
so
Seattle.
So if they do go with Vegas and Seattle, the question would be, are they going to reorganize?
Yeah, they were saying Memphis and New Orleans or Memphis and Minnesota might go to the East.
God, please make that happen.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. This was a real report for AI.
No, I mean,
yeah, like.
Well, I'm still curious. There's now this whole grumbling of, I'm very clear. I'm on record as saying I want expansion. Because I want Seattle and Vegas, and I want expansion. But then there's now rumblings that Seattle... So the whole idea of selling the Celtics and the Lakers was to get the franchise values high. Because the Minnesota sale price and the Dallas sale price were basically right at market value. When they sold the Celtics and they sold the Lakers, they were drastically higher. And so the school of thought was that the NBA was very, very interested in getting the sale price as high as possible so they could ask for a $6 billion expansion fee. And there are people that are saying no one in Seattle wants to foot the bill. And so what I don't want is a tailor-made Seattle situation where they go, we'll just take a team and move them to Seattle.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
That's why I'm rooting for expansion.
You know what? People in Vegas are more naive, I ain't getting in trouble for this, than a Tiger fan. Let me tell you why. I have been going to Vegas. Well, y'all know I love Vegas. I go multiple times a year. But, Jeffrey, I don't know if you done seen this. The last 3-4 years, there are locations in Vegas all around the strip that people are saying that just been bought, sit there like,
empty oh, parking
they,
lots. Yep.
Oh, they're putting the arena here. They have already mapped it out. It's going to be a mirror. They're putting the, and I mean, they've been talking about like in deep detail about this for a while. Have you not heard these same rumblings?
The first time I remember what you're talking about was maybe 21 or 22, and we stayed at Mandalay Bay, which is on the south end of the strip. And if you look where Mandalay Bay and the Delano, or what I have no idea what it's called now. They're two towers. There's this parking lot directly across that was like south of the Tropicana. And it was all this parking lot, and everybody kept saying, oh, yeah, that's it's a bunch of like backdoor deals, but that's where they're going to put another arena. And I'm sitting there going, T-Mobile's not even 500 yards. Like, and Mandalay, Excalibur, and Luxor, they're all MGM properties. Like, why why would they be connected to building another arena? Because the other thing that I saw was the group that wants the NBA team in Vegas, they want to put an arena on the north end, kind of like behind Resorts World.
So that's where I saw it. So I stayed there.
Yeah.
And people, it's spot over there that people been saying that was bought. Now, I will say this. I didn't been there on a Sunday that I had. I wasn't going to a Raiders game. Not as crazy as John. I like to go see good products. So I was heading.
Sometimes Raiders play good teams.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I would see the in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, no.
The opposite team, that's their thing to go to because they enjoy the city. You would see so many other teams, but.
No, Tim Murray says a lot of his friends that have season tickets, he's like, yeah, they have no intention of going to the games, but, like, they get good seats. And then because Vegas, to the point that you're making, it becomes like a, oh, my team's going to play in Vegas, I'll go pay to see them. And they just put the tickets up for that weekend. He's like, if there's 8 home games, like, they go to 2. And they sell the rest, and that pays for the tickets.
So I feel like that the wherever they put the arena, although it's exciting, I was trying to go somewhere else one Sunday morning, I don't know, Monday, whatever, and it was a Raider game. They still having problems, although they built it in a good spot and made the deal with the hotel. It's kind of tough. Like, Ubers will have to drop people off 2 lights before. So my thing is, although the NBA arena should be by the strip, because I would try to find a cut that's a little further back from the strip. And the thing about Vegas is, too, guys, the strip is close and far from everywhere, because sometimes you think you're close, you see the buildings, and you could be 2 minutes or you could be 15 minutes depending on, because the buildings look so big and close, but it was real hectic on the day. I don't know if it's always like this when it was
There's also the reality of they've been really redeveloping Center Strip. Mm-hmm. So, like, where Horseshoe is now, Paris, across from the Bellagio. Like, across from...
In that area.
Cosmopolitan, Aria.
Aria.
So, the across the street, they've been redeveloping all of that. But it's like, you can't just... So if you're walking north on that side of the street, everything's under construction, and so, like, all of the traffic gets funneled to the other side, and so it's just shoulder to shoulder, no matter what time of the day you're walking.
For sure, and I don't want to go to an NBA game and have to deal with this, so I hope they can push that back. Just the north side might be a little better for it then. Maybe.
The thing is, if you... There's room on the south side, but it's not like after you get to Mandalay Bay, there's not a lot after that. Mm-hmm. And so there's room, but is there infrastructure? Because to your point about Allegiant, if you're just talking about the parking lot of Allegiant, it's not that big. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're like, the tailgate scene's kind of non-existent. Now, get it, you're Vegas. If you can't figure out somewhere to entertain yourself before the game, that's on you. But to your point, what a lot of people wind up doing is, like, you park at either Mandalay Bay, New York, like, their parking garages, artist formerly known as the Monte Carlo, Park MGM, I think, or something like that now. Like, so you're parking there, and then they have those walkovers.
And they do.
Like, yeah, that bridge or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So you walk over that. But it's not, like, around there. And then if you're... God forbid, like, I didn't realize this. We were there right at, I think, this weekend last year. And, George, what was the soccer tournament that we were playing? Brazil was playing. And we went and played golf on a buddy's bachelor party. And we're coming back. It's like 3. We're thinking, like, whatever. But Brazil was playing in the, I don't remember if it was, what did we do? What's the normal South American national event that they invited CONCACAF to last year?
Was that the Copa America?
Yeah. So Brazil's playing, and I can't remember who they were playing, but it had to be sold out, because we sat on, I guess, is that I-10? I can't remember whatever. Is that 10 or 15? I can't remember which one goes. We sat on the interstate like for 45 minutes and didn't move, because like, there's no...
Can't go nowhere.
There's like no movement. Like, so you said, like, they're just clearly, like, some people are just dropping people off so they can do the walkover, but it just, like, gets backed up on exits.
And a lot of people, I don't know why I keep renting a car, but A lot of people don't rent a car in Vegas. They actually Uber to their hotel. After that,
I don't
90% of the thing they do on the strip, and so they just kind of go back and forth with Ubers and walk.
I don't think I've rented a car in probably my last 10 trips.
To Vegas?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is this too old school and outdated, George and Jeffrey, or the NBA wouldn't want this? Because that is a lot of development. Let's say the NBA team gave Vegas a team today. This might be too old school, but I would just, while I'm building it, they could easily do a partnership and pay and use, I think, the T-Mobile for so, 2-3 years like we did the pyramid at one point.
So I think that's what would happen. But the NBA has been very adamant, and who knows if this is a negotiation tactic or a bluff, but they've been very adamant, and this is always one of my reasons why I'm not that scared about them moving to Nashville. They don't want to be the second tenant in a building. Now, this is also where the Seattle problem comes up. Everyone goes, Seattle deserves a team. Seattle deserves a team. Seattle's had multiple opportunities to build an arena for the NBA. The reason why the NHL's there and the NBA's not is because the NBA said, build us a new arena, and Seattle's like, well, how about we put a bunch of money into Key Arena, make it a new arena, and make it like a new arena, and the NBA's like, cool, no, that's not what we told you to do. And the NHL's like, we'll take it. But the Kraken are now the lead tenant. And so the whole reason why the NBA, everyone's talked about in Vegas, building another arena, because it's like, God, for like how many freaking 15,000-seaters do they need? But a big part of that is get the arena so that you can have your own team.
I know it got to be family-friendly, but don't it feel like in Vegas it wouldn't be right if they didn't, like, connected somewhere where you walk through like a casino? Because I didn't went to plenty comedy shows in Vegas. Like, I went to one at the Venetian, and I didn't realize that they had an Orpheum.
Oh, every theater, so you got to walk through the floor, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of stuff in Vegas where you actually walk through the floor, and it's like, oh, I didn't know this was here. Or, oh, I mean,
I think that's by design.
Yeah.
What about the baseball stadium?
So the baseball stadium, they blew up the Tropicana, which is just south of the MGM Grand.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. Is that Flamingo? What goes across Las Vegas Boulevard? I can't remember if that's Flamingo, where they blew up the Tropicana and that parking lot that I was telling Herd about that everyone said, well, this is rumored to be an arena site or whatnot. I don't know if they got all of that or some of that or whatnot. They're putting it basically like directly across from Mandalay Bay, Luxor, Excalibur.
They putting everything over there. And in the middle where you talking about everything, Planet Hollywood over there.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking about because it's connecting to the Hilton Grand Vacation on the back.
And they've like that big mall.
Do you feel like if the NBA team got a team in Vegas, though, they would? Some people would complain that they would have a key advantage. Far as I know, people will go wherever they getting paid millions. But the whole thing back in the day was that's why UNLV was so good. We have a NBA city without an NBA team. A lot of the commissioners and owners didn't want a pro team in Vegas, right? And they felt like. I mean, guys go do what they want to do anyway. They're in Atlanta, they're in Miami doing some wild stuff too after hours or whatever they choose as adults with this rich adults. But it would feel like guys would want to play there a little more. It would feel like they would get more all-star games and just all kind. It would feel like it.
I think the league would want to make it a destination, but this is kind of the other trend that I've seen. It feels like the whole go to a destination to play, I think as the guys continue to make so much money that they're doing exactly what you're talking about. Like, all right, I'll make my $40 million a year wherever, and then my summer house will be in Vegas, or my summer house will be like all these guys go to L.A., Miami for the summer.
Man, they saying some of these guys, Jeff, like me and you thinking too strong. Forget the summer in the house. I'm hearing some of these guys that gets 1 and 2 days off. They get on a private jet and just, or if they only got one day off, Jane Harden crew, and might just fly to Vegas and Houston and just for the day.
I mean, I think obviously it matters. Like, if Harden's in L.A., that's a quick.
He good now.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a quick hop, skip, and a jump. But, like, for guys out east, but, I mean, who are we talking about? Somebody, like, I looked up and, like, they just went to Dubai.
And it was a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I mean, they do that.
I was like, that is such a long flight. Like, I get it. They're probably flying private, but also I'd be like, guy's financial advisor, like, do you know how much that private flight cost?
Yeah, they're flying private. Like, we didn't do some stuff trying to show out before, like, oh, it's a party in Atlanta. Oh, it's a 50-minute flight. Where you at? I'm still in Memphis. I'll see y'all in a minute. But can you imagine, like, having so much money where you can change the scenery for a night to go to Dubai?
No, I can't. Like, no, when you ask, can I imagine it? No, I physically cannot. I've been to a lot of cool places. I can't imagine snapping my fingers and be like, I'll see you there in an hour or whatever. I'll be there by noon. Like, but I think that kind of speaks to when everyone's doing the whole, oh, well, players only want to sign so-and-so. It's like, no, they now just want to sign where they can get the most money.
For sure.
And it's why I would say Vegas doesn't really have an advantage, because it seems to me your location doesn't really matter anymore. It's like, who's the best run team?
Well, Vegas also have some tax breaks too.
They do, but like, I think they still have a state income tax.
But it's some breaks they got because it's billionaires. I know that I don't personally
Well, I think
know.
A lot of guys just went out of California, and Vegas is close to California. They just want out.
But Mayweather, it's a few people who have a house in Vegas, and I'll let y'all know next Monday. And if you stay there 51% of the time, you consider your main thing.
Yeah, residency.
And it's some break they do get too.
Yeah, because I know Mark Wahlberg, I think, moved his
whole
thing out there.
It's somebody else I don't
want
to name either that's around. Boosters alone. But it's some people that lives in Vegas, and it's a reason why Vegas gets some tax break.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit more from the weekend. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company. 92.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
ESPN. All right, Herd. We also had a couple other news and notes. So I think the big talking point from the weekend was LeBron chose to opt in. He's taking the $53.1 million. He's not taking a pay cut. I don't really know anyone that thought that was going to happen, but here we are. But of course, the big talking point was Rich Paul's comments about Lakers are building for the future. He still wants to win now. How did you interpret everything LeBron did? Because if you're trying to, it felt like to me they were establishing that LeBron and the Lakers have two different visions. But if that's the case, like, why opt in? Like, I don't know. I guess
opt in because he still want all of the money and he want to get, he feel like maybe getting traded would help the Lakers more than just picking another team. Would get them some access, not want to leave them dry. But I think you still heard it, but never count a man's money. LeBron deserves billions of dollars.
No, but LeBron has been underpaid for his entire career.
Yeah. For what I'm sure they'd have made off of him. But even if you're getting traded or staying at the Lakers, either way is going to hurt a team bringing in 50-some million in 1 year. Two, he could have made the Lakers a contender by taking less money. I think it's not hard to get people to come to L.A. if they have money or they have something to package.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I was always in the camp of it seemed pretty clear to me he was never going to do that because a lot of people were pointing out, I can't remember what the minimum, like, you can't just go from taking 53, like opting out of 53 to taking like 20 million. But like, I think they were saying like he could have taken like 40.
I mean, I think if you show public records showing that looks suspicious, but you can take any, what is that rule? You can take all the way up to your minimal as a vet. Because think about it. What if,
like, I think there was something about the way the CBA was written. If he would decline the option for the max that he agreed to, there was like a floor of where he could go back to.
Just the player side. So I can see the CBA doing it because I've been saying on the team side.
I think it was from the Players Association because they don't want a guy giving up 53, taking two, and setting the precedent. You know what I mean?
I got it. You can only take so much percentage of what you are. They really should have did it on the team side, too, because the team, they just put you lower and lower.
It's why when everyone keeps pointing out, like, well, they're now going to go and get all these people. George, am I missing? How much cap space do they even have?
With him doing that, not much.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Not.
Because Luka ain't cheap.
So, literal cap space or before they get to an apron?
Let's say before the first apron.
19.
Yeah, we talked about that off air. We was talking about DeAndre Ayton, how much did they? Well, we might have talked about.
No, I think we talked about it on the air.
It was 19.
It's all blur though.
19 before they get to the first apron.
They got to get DeAndre though. 30, I mean, that's a must get.
This thing is like 31 before the second apron, but a team like that where we're not sure how long LeBron's going to be playing there, they really, really don't want to get to that second apron.
I'm also not buying that this is setting up a Cleveland return.
Cleveland can't. They're in the second apron.
I think,
you have to make a trade. Right, you know what I was saying?
You'd have to match salary one for one, and if his salary's at 52.
Well, no, you would take two, three players.
Yeah, I thought you could do a salary match, but the problem is.
Well, that's the thing. Because they're in the second apron, they have to do the
salary
match.
Okay, one for one, and so their highest paid guy is.
Not necessarily one for one.
No, you ain't never got to do one for one.
It could be multiple players.
He's just got to match up similar to salaries, yeah.
It has to be the salaries have to be one for one. So you have to find $52 million worth of salary on Cleveland and ship it to L.A.
It's another reason why I'm not buying it.
So that's Garland plus, pretty much.
Yeah, because he would be the only man when they give
Garland, Jared Allen, and that kind of destroys your team.
Do you have to send Bronny with him?
So we still only at like 55.
Yeah, we're 55, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, George. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I got to go to my beloved Chelsea Blues manager. The amount of whining and complaining over here about the Club World Cup and the weather, my guy called it a joke, claiming that we've only experienced weather here in America in the summer. I remember last year during the Euros, they had multiple lightning delays, whatnot. But you can tell what's happened is they've gotten over here and they've never experienced like humidity and real heat, and they're just like miserable all the time.
Yeah.
And so they're complaining like weather doesn't happen anywhere else on the planet. I kind of like that. It's a good take.
It is a tell your story for sure.
It is definitely a good take. Want to thank Coach for being here in studio. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kinn Show is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.